Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A class reunion recaptures memories of the 50s, but those memories are marred by the mysterious death of the prom queen. Flashback to Murder is a Strauss Dinner Theater production, and joining me in studio are cast members Claire Calhoun and Whitney Peters. Good to see you both.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Glad that you're here. Claire, tell us, it's a class reunion that the guests kind of walk into. How does the show begin?
Okay, so when it starts out, we're in 1975, and you
polyester and disco.
Yes, and if you come, you're welcome to dress up in your favorite 70s gear. You get to meet the cast and find out about how much they've changed since the 1950s.
What do we know about this unsolved murder of the prom queen?
Well, our prom queen was mysteriously murdered as she was getting crowned for the title of prom queen, and she has many enemies in the school, so we're not really sure who it was.
So it kind of plays out during the evening. Well, Whitney, there is a colorful cast of characters, including a soap opera diva. Tell us about this.
This is true. We have a soap opera star in our midst when we come back in the 70s, which no one would have expected quiet, little shy Sarah to have become such a star.
Oh, goodness. And not only that, but also classmates perhaps a little perplexed about the, well, formerly boy crazy Mitzi.
Oh, yes.
Who is now Sister Mary Martha?
Mitzi has become a nun.
And this is actually the role that you play, correct?
It is. It's a very fun role.
What have you enjoyed about getting prepared for the role of Sister Mary Martha?
The outfits are just so drastic. It's pretty fantastic. It makes it a little easier.
Yeah. Well, not only a soap opera diva and also a nun, what can you share about the costumes and some of the design creating the atmosphere for Flashback to Murder? Some of the other characters.
Uh-huh. It's so much fun because we get to wear not only 50s outfits, but our 70s outfits too. And Miss Gilfrick helped us out with all the outfits. I know it was a lot of fun. We got to dress up in our poodle skirts and go down to the creamery and take pictures. And it really just helped us get into our 50s mindset. I get to wear this fabulous dress with it's navy with these white polka dots, and it just really makes you get into the character.
Well, there's also some cameo appearances at the reunion, as I understand. Tell us about this.
Yes. If you attend, you have a chance to possibly help us out with our show. We'll need several volunteers that will be pre-picked at the beginning of each night, and you might help us by being our football coach or our math teacher, and you might get to help us out by telling us how you helped lead us to victory in the football game or help us do a math project.
Any chances maybe a dance from the 70s or 50s that they may need to be kind of versed in?
Yes. There will be some interaction with the prom.
Yes.
Oh,
and
okay.
Including the prom king being crowned. So we might just need some help there.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Well, it is a dinner theater. Tell us about who's providing and what's on the menu.
We will be catered by Thurman's. Mm-hmm. It's going to start out with a soup and salad. We're not sure on the soup right now, but later you'll have King Ranch chicken with vegetables and then some really delicious dessert. Also, complimentary wine and beer.
Sounds like a great lineup. Well, Whitney Megan Wilkins directs the show. Tell us about her involvement with the cast and how that's been going.
Well, this is Megan's first show, and she's been pretty great. I've worked with her in a different dinner theater as both cast members. So it's really interesting to see her in this role, and I think she's doing fantastic. She's super involved and
really positive.
Yes, she's super positive.
Yeah. And as far as some of the comedy, the exchanges between cast members, Claire, your thoughts on how that's come along?
We have a really good connection because all of us have known each other for about 10 years, I think, the whole cast. So we have a really good connection. I get to just pretty much be in love with one of my characters, Ben McQuillan, and just puppy dog follow him through the whole show as he's following our prom queen, Cassandra, played by Morgan Aiken. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of unrequited love going on. You know how high school is. Lots of crushes.
Well, Whitney, what are you looking forward to in this show coming up?
Definitely the interaction with the audience, because there's just so much of it, and there's just a different vibe when you're doing that kind of theater, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, there may be a master sleuth in the crowd who'll be able to figure out the murder mystery. What can you tell us about that role as far as them being involved in solving the case?
All right, all you Sherlock fans, uh-huh, put on your caps and take some notes, because we need help solving this murder.
20 years, so
yes.
It's definitely something to keep an eye on throughout the evening. Whitney, show times for Flashback to Murder.
We have 3 showings. It's going to be November 6th, 14th, and 15th. If you want to come, reservations will need to be made the Monday before the show, so like November 3rd and then November 10th. The show starts at 6:30 and doors open at 6.
And it will be at the Strauss Theater Center?
Yes, sir, in the lobby. Yeah.
Someone would like to find out more about attending. How can they do so?
You can go to the Strauss Theater online website.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also call the box office at 318-323-6681. And if no one can answer the phone, just leave a message and someone will get back to you.
And reservations, again, need to go ahead and make those in advance?
Yes. And it's $45 per person or $400 for a table of 8.
Whitney Peters and Claire Calhoun with Flashback to Murder, a dinner theater at the Strauss Theater Center. Whitney and Claire, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.